This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know about you, but I'm on the edge of my seat, very excited about another hour of companionship here. Along with all the folks listening around the country, and actually you can hear us because if you go to djvshow.com, you can hear the full show all day long as long as there's a stream that's feeding into it. Apparently we had a little problem with that. And from time to time, you know, technology's not perfect. Ask Victoria, who's not perfect. Jennifer's not perfect. Jay's not perfect. However, I, on the other hand, may be considered at the top of my game, or maybe at the... the end of the game. I'm not sure which it is. I'm happy to be here.
I love working with you because you're so humble.
And thank you very much. Yes, very sweet, isn't it? The DJV program.
Throws us under the bus, and then he's just so humble.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. That's right. Jay Kirshner. Did you see the note I sent you yesterday from a listener, a fellow who's been listening to the program for a long time, said that he didn't understand why people didn't like the program because you learn so much by listening here. And I mean this as a tribute to all of us. Yeah, am I proud of what we do? Absolutely. Because this is the only really independent radio program doing conversation that exists anymore. The rest of the people doing it are connected to some big church or some big company, big advertiser, and that's not how this program works and not how the people on it work. So it's kind of nice to understand. You know, we all come from different places, but we come together. And there's a lesson in that. I don't mean to hit you over the head like a sledgehammer, but we all do come, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, and I all come from very different places in terms of our attitude toward things, in terms of our life experiences, in terms of what we feel is important. But we all find each other to be important. And because, you know, you can, it's a great lesson. And I don't know if I really, when I put all of this together, thought that was my goal. I just wanted to find good broadcasters and people that could, you know, understand and discuss the issues with some degree of competence. And so, you know, the fact that we have this family that loves each other is very, it's very cool. That's all. It's just nice and warm and wonderful. And I'm very thankful without being silly about, you know, who does what. It's just in... the reality is something I'm very proud of and very happy to be a part of, frankly. And so I applaud. I can do it one person. Is it considered applause if only one person does it, or is it applauding? What's the correct reference? Anybody know? Applauding.
I think it's applause. The act of applause.
Applause.
Yeah. It's applause. Clapping.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so Jay, let's go to your neck of the woods, Louisville, Kentucky.
How is that her
street.
Neck of the woods?
Well,
it's her region.
It's next to the state.
It's
next
within
door.
A 2-hour drive, so it
right, exactly. The city, they are launching a guaranteed income program that'll give the participants $500 a month guaranteed for a year with the goal of relieving financial strain while they go to school or learn a trade or start a career. So I wonder, most people would not think that would be a program that would start in the Mid-South. Most people would say that would be a program that would start either in the Northeast or maybe in California, but not there. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, Jay. I wonder how all of us would react to this. Some people would say it's socialism, right? Communism. It's giving money away to people that, why do they deserve it? They haven't done anything yet.
Well, it's for select youth. It's aimed at lifting young adults out of poverty because, people are always talking about millennials aren't having kids. Well, not all of us can afford kids. Millennials are starting to, and Gen Z even, are starting to buy houses with their friends and cohabitating with friends. Again, because everybody is in debt before we've even made it out of school.
Yeah, right. That's true. All right, while we're in Kentucky, shall we discuss the fact... Why, what are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing because, like, it's the way you're always like, so, Jay, while you're living in Kentucky.
Well, no, I said we're in Kentucky discussing an issue that is for Kentuckians.
But right, think about this. The price of housing from, Doug, when you were in your 20s to now what 20-year-olds are dealing with, completely different. The price of college and universities, completely different. Minimum wage, still the same.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I hear boomers always like, oh, I bought my first house for $40,000. I'm like, what?
That's
like,
me.
It doesn't even,
there I am.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Yeah. What was that like?
Must be, yeah, exactly.
It was, well, it was very interesting because I didn't have any money. I got married way too young. I was just 23 years of age. And I didn't want to live in an apartment. Tony was living in an apartment, and it was actually an apartment in an old farmhouse in a different part of town. And I thought, well, there's the place up the street that had actually been my second home as a youngster growing up was for sale, and it needed a lot of work. It was a big old rambling farmhouse. So the fellow who owned it had a price tag, I think it was $80,000 that he wanted for it, and I offered him $45,000. And we agreed at 48.5. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I had $400 in my bank account, so I had to do some fast talking. So I went down to the bank. This is the bank where I've been all my life, still am. And the fellow who was the president, his name was Charlie Hickson. He knew me, and so I went into his office. I said, "Mr. Hickson, I have just signed an agreement to buy a house, and I don't have any money." So he looked at me, he smiled, and he pulled out a form in his desk, and he said, "Here, just sign this." So I signed it, and 3 weeks later, I had an approval on a mortgage.
Must be nice.
The payments were $483 a month. I remember all of that stuff.
Wow.
But today, it is so different. It really is.
That's less than a car payment, and you paid for a house with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to understand that the value of the dollar has gone up, but the way housing prices are right now, I don't know how. If I didn't have a family connection to get into mine, and I could buy out, half, I basically bought half a house, it is really hard to imagine.
Half a house is better than no house at all.
Yeah, but at least it gets you in the real estate market, and then you have to consider property taxes. And I was been doing a lot of events lately, and I was speaking at a group this weekend on Sunday night, and we were just talking about the amount of property taxes. I mean, now it's not unheard of to pay like $900,000 for like a 3-bedroom house in Southern California. It's ridiculous. And that's 10,000 extra bucks that you're going to be paying in property taxes. And every time, and I understand that this makes people feel good, when you see bond measure on your ballot, that means increase in property taxes. And people I don't think people realize that. And so it's like, oh yeah, we want to save the parks. Yes, we want to do all those things. But we don't get any accountability on all that money, yet our property taxes keep going up and up and up and up and up. And that's
California is cutting its own throat, and more so than any other state in the country, frankly, really badly.
And how can anybody, if you can even afford a house, then how can you afford the taxes every year on top of your payment?
I remember when I told you that little bungalow that I had down in Santa Monica Canyon, it was 1,400. It was on a lot, 2,800-foot lot. And the house itself was like 1,400 square feet. And I paid more in taxes for that bungalow in Santa Monica than I paid for my 145-acre farm here in Framingham with a rather decent house. Would you say that my house was decent? You've seen it, Victoria.
Sure, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So, it's a cock.
And
everything's
with land
cockeyed
and stuff. And it's, first of all, it's California. It's also oceanfront, or near the ocean.
I was a block from the BCH.
Right. And so, I live on the beach on the East Coast, and I see the prices are just,
but they've abused the privilege, though. It's become abusive.
If people keep paying it, then...
Yeah, they do, but they're not in California. Things are coming unwound in California, for sure. People,
I mean, there are two-bedroom apartments where we live here in our little community village, and the two-bedroom apartments, they start at $750,000.
Yeah.
Which actually, in New York City, you can get a one-bedroom for $750,000. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I'm sort of distorted. Like when Jen says you can get three bedrooms and a house for how much was it, Jen? For $900?
That does not include a yard with grass.
No. That sounds like a bargain to me. Because brainwashed by by seaside and New York City real estate. So,
I was keeping us in Kentucky. Remember a few minutes ago I said, while we're in Kentucky, the story of Medina Spirit, who was the winner.
Medina Spirit, Medina's house in Ohio.
Anyway, so why was this horse stripped of its Kentucky Derby title from last year? What did the Racing Commission find?
And the horse is dead, by the way.
The horse died. Yeah, of a heart attack. Well, Medina Spirit got stripped of the... this is only the second time it's ever happened in the Kentucky Derby history to be disqualified over a drug test. But there was an ointment, betamethasone, which is a steroid that reduces inflammation and pain. It's a common thing. They're just not allowed to have it on race day. And so apparently this came up in the horse's blood work. Bob Baffert, the very famous, probably the world's most famous trainer, said he had no idea how it got into his system, and so now he's been suspended. Well, I mean, these trainers on that level are so hands off. They're not with the horses every day. They show up in a suit and tie and they get the trophy and that's about it. And so somewhere on the ground,
did he own the horse?
No, he's just the trainer. So somehow it got into the horse's bloodstream, and so now, after a year, this has been coming up on a year of investigation, so now the $1.86 million prize money is now going to Mandaloon, which was the horse that finished in second, and that trainer is Brad Cox, so now that horse will be bumped up to be the new winner. But I wonder how it works with gambling, right? Because so many people who bet on Medina Spirit and then he won, so you take your winnings home. I guess they're not going to go and collect everybody's winnings.
Well, when you look at how...
That would be a big endeavor to track all those people down.
Yeah. Speaking of that, last year, casinos in America had their best year ever. $53 billion in business at casinos in America. $53 billion won by the casinos. 21% more than the year before. So the house never loses, right? And this doesn't include the casinos owned by the Indians, the tribes. They don't have to report their record years.
Yeah, they haven't given specific numbers yet, but they also have reported that they had a record time. Well, look, people weren't traveling, right? I mean, people were at home, and sports betting is so big now in so many states.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm not surprised, but I think one of the things, the Vegas casinos actually did pretty well with in-person gambling.
Yeah.
So that was interesting that people
went to Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of money, man. A lot of money in that stuff. A lot of money wagered on these, as you suggested, on these betting on everything. 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program. Do you have a car problem? Don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Gelatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to our trending items. 23 after the hour here on the BJV program with Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn Radio, Instagram On Air Victoria at On Air Victoria at Jay Kirshner. You can find me at Doug Steffen. Here we go with this hour's trending items. I was asking Jay earlier about Sam Hunt, because I'm not a fan. I don't know that much about him. All I know is the story of a guy who's got a pregnant wife who's cheating on her. The guy needs to be brought out back and perhaps handled by a few big tough guys, it would seem. Who's the wife? Is this wife a singer, too?
No, she's a nurse. Hannah Lee Fowler is Sam Hunt's wife. He is big in the country world, has some crossover success with Body Like a Back Road. Right now he has the song 23. And his wife filed for divorce, and in those divorce papers, after nearly 5 years of marriage, it was also made public knowledge that she is pregnant with the couple's first child. That was not public knowledge before. So,
How far along is she?
She's due in May.
Oh, God. And now she has to file for divorce from this jackal.
Yep, she's seeking child support, primary custody, 3 different types of alimony.
I didn't know there were 3 different types of alimony. What? I thought alimony was alimony. What do you mean 3 different kinds of alimony? What does that mean?
Transitional alimony, rehabilitative alimony, and alimony in future.
Really? So usually the stuff that happens right away is the most expensive for the offending party. So it's the transitional stuff is usually like when you see those huge numbers, like $25,000 a month or whatever, and then the future stuff kind of levels off.
So a lot of guys do this. They think they're not going to get caught as their ego that big. Or
it can be so many different kinds of things. Well, he was in a DUI. He had a DUI situation back in 2019, I think, not too long after they got married. Mm-hmm. And it is... It's a rumor, a common rumor around Nashville that Sam Hunt has a taste for pretty blonde bartenders. Mm. Not always blonde, but pretty
Must
bartenders, I should say.
Yeah,
and there were rumors that he was possibly coming home from somebody else's place that night that he got his DUI. Yeah. Again, all quote-unquote, air quotes, allegedly.
What a jerk. Okay, so here's Meghan McCain taking a shot at the cast of the new Sex and the City movie or TV, whatever it is, the series.
Yeah, and just like that, she made her comments back in December, but the cast is speaking out about it now. Some of Meghan McCain's comments were that wokeness basically killed and just like that, and that they had to do all of these things because apparently it's too boring to be a white cisgender woman anymore. Those were Meghan McCain's comments. And then Cynthia Nixon and Nicole Ari Parker chimed in, and they were saying that that's not the case. They disagree. The show is so beloved. Reruns are running for all these years. This is a kind of a different show, but the same show, the same characters. Things were
Cynthia
being shaken
Cynthia Nixon
up.
Would be first in line to take a shot at that because...
Yeah, but you know what? As the resident New Yorker here, I agree with what Sarah Jessica said. And she said, you know what? Maybe in your living room or when you step outside, everything still looks the same. And maybe it's the same in the grocery store, but that's not how life in New York City is. And she's 100%
it's
right.
Different.
New Yorkers live there for the diversity. So Meghan McCain, take a seat. Don't watch the show.
Yeah, and also one of the things I like that she said was comments like that say more about the person saying them than what the actual
100%.
Situation is.
100%.
Take a seat and don't watch it. What I always say, you don't like the program, turn it off. Yes. Hello?
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nations and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Closing arguments are expected Tuesday in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights, with jurors to get the case after a month of testimony. At the start of the trial, a total of 18 jurors, including six alternates, were selected. 15 people now remain. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby has been disqualified for doping, and the owner is being fined and must return nearly $2 million.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
60 years ago, in February of 1962, the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union was in full swing. Both nations had developed spacecraft to send humans into space. On the United States side, John Glenn in Friendship 7.
The clock is still set for time to retrograde time of 04 plus 32 plus 28. I have retrograde times okay from Bermuda. Cabin pressure holding steady at 5-7. Cabin air 9-0.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in that operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like 34 after the hour to me. By the way, it looks to you, ladies.
I do believe so.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was a let's see. There was a pause that refreshes there.
I thought it was a rhetorical question for a second.
No, I never ask rhetorical questions. I always ask questions that deserve an answer, I hope. DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready to win the day. Everybody ready to win the day? Never look at the day as, even if you're having a tough time, you're going to win. Eventually, think about winning. And what was it? Who did that, the winning? That was Charlie Sheen, wasn't it? Winning. Remember
different
that?
Kind from, of winning, but.
Yeah. With that Tiger's blood. I keep thinking, like, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. That's what we should all be jamming out to right now.
All right, so let's go to Camden, Maine, speaking of winning. The U.S. Toboggan National Championships taking place with teams like Slush Puppies, Chowderheads, and Fast and Flurriest. They're waiting to come down the chute in the Camden Snow Bowl. Ever been to Camden, Maine? Any of you?
No.
Camden, Maine. It's a seaside community up the one in Maine. It is a very much, the definition in the dictionary, when they're looking for a definition for tourist trap, there's a picture of Camden in there. That is a, but it's a beautiful little Maine town. It's just like one of those, they're all over the place. Vermont, when I was up there last, was it last week? The week before, last week, I saw it. When I went up to look at the farm that my son's in-laws are thinking about buying, I went into this little town, and it was the quintessential Vermont tourist trap, with all the Vermont Country Store and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, but that's so cute.
Yeah,
I love that. New England architecture and New England towns, and that's just, oh,
it's like
that's
the Hallmark
adorable
movie.
Yes, yeah. Totally. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Only Doug would be like, ugh, it's a tourist trap. Or it's people surviving and having small businesses and thriving when people visit, you know.
I wasn't doing
it. It's another side to it.
Okay, so we have in New Jersey, we oftentimes focus on things that happen in the places where we are. I'm in New England,
and sometimes where we're not, like in Kentucky, where Jay doesn't live.
I didn't suggest she does. She was next door.
You have definitely
close.
Mixed up Tennessee and Kentucky before.
Well,
that's not
true,
a first.
Man. Why are you calling that to everybody's attention at this
I'm
point?
I'm just saying it's funny.
Oh, it is. Well, that's good. I'm glad that I'm amusing you. I'm here to amuse you. That's good. Okay, so in New Jersey, where Victoria lives, there's a bill that would end snow days in school, which seems to make some sense when you think about it. I think they're abused often anyway because kids have wimped out. When I was a kid, I used to walk two miles.
Uphill, both ways, barefoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly. No clothes. Anyway.
Everything costs a nickel, including a house.
Yeah, the one-room schoolhouse that you used to go to, right?
Actually, the one-room schoolhouse, literally, when you were here, Victoria...
There is a one-room schoolhouse.
I pointed out to you, across the street from my house is a Quaker meeting house.
Yes.
Which originally was Framingham's one-room schoolhouse. That's what it was. It was built in the early 1700s, revived, but it sat... When I was a kid, we used to have Saturday night potluck suppers in that house, in that school. Hadn't been used for a school for a long time, but my Uncle Sam, who was my second father, who lived in, we were talking about the house that I first bought, that was the house that he was born in. His mother was Louise Parker Mayo, who was the women's rights person in the, 20s and 30s, I think. Anyway,
yeah, I know that name for sure.
Yeah, so she lived up the street from me on the farm, which eventually became mine. And anyway, so the point is, what was the point? Oh, they went to school, this one-room schoolhouse. Everybody, when Sam was a kid, it was everybody in this end of town went to that school. They used to go to school on barges that his family, they got into the school bus business because the father hitched up a team of horses to a sled in the winter and to a regular old wooden wagon and went around this part of town, picked everybody up and brought them to the school. And that's
no snow days, right?
And they, that's why they had the sled and
way
the horses.
Way to bring it back, Victoria. Look at that.
Well,
so this new bill in New Jersey
is
basically proposing that we all live just like the way Doug described, and there will be no more snow days. Now, it's a little more high-tech than a wagon and a horse, but... instead of having a snow day, because virtual learning actually went fairly well in the state of New Jersey, and so they said that this new bill would propose that instead of just having a total day off from school, they would move remote for the day or maybe 2 days if they couldn't get access to the school and the roads were, you know, were really bad. So I think it makes sense, right? The other alternative is the school year goes way into the month of June, which costs more money because it's electricity and it's, you know, there are just a lot of other costs that go and the busing and everything. So if you can get the school year to be shortened by making sure that they don't have days off for snow days, I just think it's a win-win. I mean, kids are going to hate it, but whatever,
it's
not a kid anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that Zoom school is helping kids long-term, but for a day or two, if it means they don't have to tack on a huge amount of time at the end of the school year, well, why not?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. All right. Makes sense, as a matter of fact. Now, with the weather is a problem with people walking. This year has been very bad where I am. Ice, snow, mostly ice. And so as a result of that and other things, like people don't know how to drive, pedestrian deaths gone way, way up. The governor's, this is collective, the Governor's Highway Safety Association looking at numbers that are record high. And this started and became sort of more of a problem during the pandemic. The pedestrian deaths went up. Let's see here. Crashes killed more than 6,700 pedestrians last year, up 5% from the year before. And the worst states, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. More than half of all of the pedestrians killed were in those states. New Mexico has the highest rate of pedestrian deaths per resident. Now, why would that? There aren't that many cities in New Mexico. Well, it must be the drivers got to be.
I think
it,
this
awful.
Is just. What I don't know that factors? This is cities. This is you know, just regular suburbia. And I think that, you know, a lot of things, they said that the stress from the pandemic was, you know, everyone is at like the peak stress level.
Well, so they don't know
so
how
that
to
causes.
Drive.
Well, that causes distracted driving. Maybe you don't respond in the same amount of time that you would if you're not distracted and stressed. I also think that texting is a huge part of this.
I've seen
cars weaving
it's
in and
huge.
Out of the
road. I know.
I mean, it's just you see people
and
that look like they're drunk.
On their phone.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you look at social media and you see how many people are doing stories or on their social, like Instagram or Facebook Live while driving.
Yep.
It's like, can you put your phone down? Is it really this important in this moment in
time? It's so selfish. That's all it is. It's selfishness. Don't parents teach youngsters anymore how to not be or
well, but
think
it's not
about
parents.
Others than
it's,
themselves?
But it's adults. I mean, it's not just kids. Well, these aren't just all 17-year-old
but
kids.
But at some
I've
point in time,
plenty of adults doing this.
You know, I think we live in a place that we've gotten to a place in culture with everything that, and blame technology, blame pandemics, whatever, where people are so concerned with their own world that they're not concerned about, like, contributing to the world that we all live in, right?
Yeah.
And you see this, I mean, it scares the heck out of me, these Oculus headsets. Like, I know they're big and cool and trendy. But you're literally telling people that they can create their own world, which makes people think that everything revolves around them and their actions, and no one's contributing to the greater good. And it's the same thing with people who are texting. They care about their text or their Instagram, not the person who's walking through the crosswalk.
All right, as long as we're worrying about things, let's worry about a couple of other things. Those people who are swearing too much. There are people who think, oh.
I don't know what you're bleeping talking about. I know, right?
I know. We all do it. The penchant we have for profanity, I have been known. I've been up and down over the years, but I have had years when I was pretty vulgar, frankly. And every once in a while I can go down that road. This study suggests that swearing is good for you because it helps relieve stress. It dulls the sensation of pain, especially when you injure yourself.
I prefer cussing and crying all at the same time. That helps me a little bit.
Well, the other day when I dislocated my shoulder, I fell down. It's a good thing there wasn't a microphone nearby because everything that came out of my mouth was a blankety blank, blank, blankety blank. And apparently that's good for you.
Well, just think about how good does it feel, right?
Right.
If you stub your toe or something, you just scream out the F-bomb, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it feels so much better to just release that.
How did all of this... I'd like to go back. You know me, I love to go to the beginnings. When did swearing start? And why is it? Why is the F-word bad? Why are these other things that are taken when supposedly the Lord's name... I remember when I was a youngster... And I said something in front of my mother about Jesus Christ. It was like I was, hello, what are you, huh? How dare you? And I thought I was going for a couple of years. I was heading straight for the hole.
Well, it's biblical not to use the Lord's name in vain. So that's part of it.
Right.
I don't know when words got so much power as, you know, like cuss words. But
that's
I think
the question,
been
yes.
Around for a very long time.
Every time
well,
I
the
say...
the location, too, because isn't it in England that certain swear words that you wouldn't see on TV here, it's
over
normal?
There. You can see them on cable now all the time. Watch an episode of Yellowstone. Right. you get
well,
plenty
the
of that.
Just to answer your question, that was recorded in a dictionary in 1598, and it's derived from the Latin word futere and the old German word ficken / F-U-C-K-E-N, which means to strike or penetrate. And that's how it became slang for doing the nasty.
Well, under the circumstances, when I was a kid, it was fornication under consent of the king. That was what this supposedly meant.
Which is actually a myth. I mean, that is...
Yeah, of course it's a myth. It's all a myth.
Yeah, but it is... I have heard that before. That is funny.
All right. Anyway, and something else to worry about. Bald eagles have lead poisoning. Uh-oh. America's national bird has a problem. They're testing them. I don't know how they do. How do they catch them to test them? What, a lot of DDs.
Tranquilizer
darts?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I mean, most of them are tagged, or maybe all of them are tagged, right? Or, I'd say most.
So how are they getting lead exposure? Is it just drinking the water in lakes? Or
they
is it food where they are eating? Where is this coming from?
Lead from ammunition, so when they're eating stuff that's been shot. They think it's coming from that, or fishing tackle, which I wouldn't necessarily think of fishing tackle as lead, but I guess the hooks are.
The weights.
Yeah, oh, the weights.
The weights on the fishing.
I'm not a fisher person, so I don't know that, but yeah.
Well, anyway.
But the bad thing is, though, as we've now rehabbed this entire population from beyond decimation since 1972, now they're concerned that this is killing the population by 4% every year. So we're kind of heading in the wrong direction.
Well, that story may be recounted in the DJV download in the next 24 hours every day, a different download every day. You can now we get the stream back up so you can listen to the DJV show. Most of the time, the full show at djvshow.com, and a summary of the episode every day at DJV download, or rather, djvshow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. 48 past the hour.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour now, DJV Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah, at his clinic that he and his wife run. He's a Nooka chiropractor, and man, pal, could I use you after going down on the ice. Actually, I almost slipped again last night on a patch of ice that I didn't even know was there, but that was the case the other day when the ice was where I couldn't see it, and down I went. Doing a number on my shoulders. Interesting, and I wonder how you connect the dots for us. The left shoulder is where the damage is, with tendons and muscles and stuff that are torn around my rotator cuff. But now the rotator cuff on the right side is aching to the point where every time I try to find a place that's comfortable sleeping on one side and I go to the other side, that hurts. What's the connectivity between, for people who are wondering about that, you know, the old hip bones connected to the leg bone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as a Nooka chiropractor and a specialist in upper cervical relief, how are these? Why would my left shoulder, when it was damaged, affect my right shoulder, which had, 11 years ago when I fell off the truck and dislocated that shoulder? It kind of came back with acupuncture and therapy and stuff. Never had an operation. Well, so why is it why? I guess is the question.
Only nerves sense pain. Muscles don't. Joints don't. Nothing senses pain in the body except the nerves that are in the muscles, in the joints, wherever they are. Now, all the nerves that go to the shoulder, that go to the rotator cuff muscles, there's four of them, come out of the neck. And so when the neck misaligns from its normal vertical position against gravity, pressure is brought to bear on those nerve roots coming out of the neck. Now, if you fall on your right shoulder and your right shoulder is bruised and sore for a few days, you bruise some muscles, but it's the nerves inside those muscles that hurt. But if it's hurting on the opposite side, something twisted in the neck to affect the nerves coming out of the neck that go into the shoulders and down into the arms to the hands. Mm-hmm. So if you're suddenly having pain on the opposite side, more than likely, It's not always the case, but more than likely, you knocked yourself back out of alignment.
Sounds like I should have. I need another trip to Salt Lake City. Stuff all straightened out. Unga bunga. There is a scientific study about early birthing and the link between poor oral health and giving birth too early. Can you connect those dots? The research raising the possibility that something pretty simple makes a difference. Chewing gum sweetened with xylitol. What is xylitol? I'm guessing the xylitol is the
synthetic sugar.
Okay, so why would there be a connection between gum disease, gum health, and having an early birth? That seems like there's a real way to learn how the body works.
Through the absolute miraculous aspects of prenatal care of a child. I mean, they can even do somewhere in the middle to the last part of the second trimester, they can actually do intrauterine surgery on a developing baby. Now, a lot of babies will survive simply at 32 weeks, 2 months early of birth. Mm-hmm. So why do we need to be in there for 9 months? Because that last month, that last 4 weeks, the lungs are finishing their development. Bones are developing, finishing what is necessary to get through the birth canal, the mobility of bones and the shifting of joint structures, especially the plates of the skull, that directly affect the formation of the jaw, of the mandible, the lower part, not the upper, but the lower part. And so I would suspect, because what is taking place in the last few weeks of prenatal life is the finishing of lungs, being able to take a full breath of air, of the digestive system, being able to handle mother's milk, and as far as surface mucosa that's involved, the throat, the nasal areas, the nasal pharynx, as well as the gums, mm-hmm. are going through their last stage of development before they're exposed to the outside world. Now, not being, a prenatal doctor,
expert,
or an expert in this matter, I am just giving my own supposition, which I can't prove, but that only makes sense to me.
I wonder about plaque buildup. You know, people don't really connect the plaque in your teeth to the plaque in your heart, but it's the same thing, right? You'd have plaque.
It's the same material, but it's a different deposition process.
How do you mean? We got a few seconds here.
Well, it has an awful lot to do with too much calcium in the system, and the body has to get rid of it. And plaquing on the teeth is usually what takes place. There are ways to balance that, but
there's a fine line between having just enough calcium and having too much calcium. That's
it is.
A conundrum. It is. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with his thoughts for us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.